broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia, it's time for Cherokee Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Broadcasting live here at the Kid Biz Expo in Woodstock, and we have another entrepreneur that we would love to shine some light on. This is Kinsley Anderson.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for coming over. How old are you?
I am 12.
You're 12. Tell me about your business. What's the name?
My business name is White Waves Co.
White Waves Co. Tell me about it. What is it?
It is a jewelry and accessory business. For the farmer's market, I brought in claw clips and some t-shirts.
Wow. So you've got jewelry that you make yourself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What inspires you to make your jewelry?
The beach. I love the beach. It's my happy place.
Is that why it's White Waves? Mm-hmm. I'm just putting this together now. Sorry. That totally makes sense. So you make it all yourself?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Where do you get your materials?
I get them from Michaels and Amazon and sometimes from other small businesses on Etsy.
Wow, that's really smart. You've got lots of different places to draw from that kind of make it different. What makes your jewelry different?
Well, it's handmade. It's made from, like, the best quality materials. It's gold. And it's, I think it's really good prices where everyone can afford.
Oh, I love that because, I mean, lots of different kinds of materials get used, but yours is kind of unique in that it's gold material.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow, so you must love what you're doing. Tell me what's the most satisfying part of your job.
This is kind of a weird thing, but whenever I'm packaging orders, when I'm about to seal up the package, you have to take up a little... something that seals the mailer. Gotcha. And whenever I do that, it's just super satisfying. It always pleases me.
Because you feel like you're sending it off to someone who really is going to value and love your jewelry?
Yes. I feel really happy whenever I get an order because someone spent money on something that I spent, like, a lot of time making, and they're willing to spend their money on it, and that just makes me super happy.
Aww. How important is fun in what you're doing?
It's one of the main things that keeps me going. I usually play music in my room whenever I make bracelets. That really just gets me determined to make a whole lot more. And this farmer's market has given me a lot of determination to make a lot of bracelets and necklaces and stuff like that.
Is it hard to balance your life with jewelry making and your business with other parts of your life?
Well, I must say I'm a kind of organized person, so...
Good for you!
Yeah, I usually write my own schedule during the day. So, like, 1 o'clock, I make bracelets for an hour, and then the next 30 minutes, I work on homework and schoolwork and stuff like that. And then it's kind of like that all day.
Wow, you're really organized. I love that.
Thank you.
To get started young. It's like a good habit.
Mm-hmm.
So what is something that's kind of surprised you about being a business owner?
It was a lot more or a lot less stressful than I would think it was because... I always thought that I'd have, like, so many questions and DMs and, like, bad reviews whenever I started it, but the small business community is really, really supportive than I thought it would be, and I have, I'm on Instagram, and all the comments I get are so sweet and so kind. I haven't gotten one hate comment.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm so happy to hear that, because when you put your heart into something, you want it to be received that way, right?
Yes, definitely.
So do you see some people that you recognize from different expos here, or is this like a new group?
This is a new group beside one of my friends that came here.
What does your friend do?
She makes cookies.
Oh, I think I bought some from her earlier.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what's kind of cool is like you each can talk about what it's like to be a business owner, even though you're young, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I do have a couple friends that that also have businesses, so it's really nice to talk to them about business owners, and they can really relate to that stuff.
Is there like something you could tell someone who's considering getting started with their own business? Is there a bit of advice you could give them?
Yes. Don't listen to anyone that says you can't do it or says that you're never going to make it, because sometimes like some of my friends were like, oh no, that's not a good idea. It's never going to really take off. And my business didn't blow up, but I made enough money to where I was happy and I could reinvest it. So
that's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking to somebody else who said they spent all their money that they made initially and that it was like, oops, all gone. Must be a challenge, but if you love what you're doing, you look out for those things, right?
Yes, and my parents definitely helped me with those things, and they helped me make smart investments.
Ooh, it sounds like you're on your way.
Yes.
Where can people find your jewelry? If they can't get here to the Kid Biz Expo today, mm-hmm. are you online somewhere where they could see your jewelry?
Yes, I'm on Instagram and Etsy. So if you just type in White Waves Co. On Etsy, or on Instagram, you will find my Etsy and all my socials linked in my bio.
Is it, we were just talking to some of the dads here about what it's like to have social media be part of a business. But is it a challenge to, how different is it from your friends who have their social media for social reasons and then you have it for your business reasons?
Well, when some of my friends hear that I have an Instagram, they're like, oh, you have an Instagram, like you have TikTok and stuff like that. My parents would never let me do that. I'm kind of grateful for it because my parents let me boundaries that would really kind of limit myself from the bad stuff out there, because now I know a lot more. There's more stuff than I would want out there that's bad, sadly. But yeah.
Well, I mean, that is exactly true. And you are on your way. You're doing all the right things. When you say stone, I mean, it feels like you are doing everything right to set yourself up for greatness. What would you like to see your business do? Where do you see it in 5 years or 10 years?
I see it becoming like a boutique shop, like having my own clothing line. And maybe in stores, but I mainly started this business to learn how to run one, because when I'm older, I want to be a part of a business, like be a sales manager, because I feel like I'm really good at sales or marketing. So it was mainly there just to learn how to run a business, but now it turns into a lot more, and I'm so grateful I have it.
Well, maybe someday we'll be walking along, you know, Main Street over there, and we'll see your little shop with your clothes and your jewelry and all your employees someday.
That'd be amazing.
Well, we hope that happens for you. I'm so glad that you're able to come by here and we can let people know about your amazing business. And I'll be taking a look as well. I love Etsy and I love supporting small business. So I'm excited for you. We'll see. The sky's the limit for you.
Yes, definitely.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye.